Oh, I should change my thing to follow people that are from Williamsport.
Why? If you're trying to be bored to death, I guess.
True.
Welcome to That's Uninteresting.
With Alan and Jeff. I'm Alan.
I'm Alan.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Jeff.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi, Pablo.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hi, Mike.
Mike's
hi.
Here.
I'm
Mike,
here.
You're Mike, we have a special guest with our in our studio. This is our northern studio.
For episode number 341.
The big 341.
For everyone who's been keeping track.
God, I can't believe we made it this far.
I know. So with so many sponsors, too.
So many sponsors. We'll get to that.
Too many sponsors, really. We could just do a whole episode of sponsors.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Unseasonably warm.
It's okay. Mike, our guest says it's only so-so. He thinks it's only so-so out there, everyone. Well, it was very sunny. Now it's getting dark. It's later in the day.
As it often does as it gets later in the day.
So, this
is an exciting episode because this is going to be the last recorded episode before we go to live stream episodes. All episodes from this point on will be live.
Wow, are you ready? Because we're not.
I didn't know that until just now.
Well, you know, you're kind of out of the loop on the IT
stuff. I'm out on a limb.
Yeah.
On the IT stuff, for sure, definitely.
To our first sponsor, the idea of eggs.
I like it.
I personally love the idea of eggs. I don't think we would have gotten here as a species without it.
Truth be told, I love fucking eggs. I fucking love them. I'll eat eggs as many times as I can. But the idea of them kind of freaks me out. I mean, I know there are no chickens yet, but...
Look, there are sponsors. We can't...
I mean, I love the idea
of eggs.
They don't have to be chicken eggs.
Just don't think about them too much. They can be lizard eggs.
The future is in eggs.
Eggs. They are the idea of the future, and they are a happy sponsor of That's Not Interesting, especially now that NPR has pulled their funding.
Yeah, and then National Endowment for the Arts. I'm not getting that.
No, not this year.
But thanks to all of our listeners, and you can donate money and all of your thoughts and requests and all these other comments you have.
Just email us.
Just email us at thatsnotinterestingpodcast@gmail.com.
That's not interesting podcast at gmail.com. That's not interesting podcast at gmail.com.
So email us right now if you to let us know that you understood that. Email us right now.
If you know our email address, email it to us.
Please tell us. We forgot what the email address was. It's causing all kinds of confusion. We're trying to start a Twitter, but you need an email address to start a Twitter, and we don't know what our email address is. You have
Are we
to
trying
help.
To start a Twitter? I don't
see
why not.
Out of the loop on the IT side.
I thought we had a Tumblr for a minute, but no.
Anyway, guys, we have a special guest here today. This is a fucking momentous occasion. Episode 341. We've never had a Tinder before, and now we do. So we're gonna delve into some requests that readers have emailed us that somebody somehow got and printed out for us to read on air.
Mike was gonna read, but Mike can answer them first, and we'll comment.
First, another acknowledgement of our sponsor, Pictures.
They're what you see.
I love them. I saw one once.
Pictures is a proud sponsor of That's Not Interesting because pictures and sound come together.
You can find them on the internet.
The internet is made of pictures.
So let's start with our very first topic on the list. How many places... are there?
Such a good one. Let's see, Mike. Can you take that?
How many places are there? I think there's only one because.
I never thought of that.
Like,
really
you can
deep.
Only
yeah.
like wherever you are, you just kind of see like that place. So there must be just one place.
Okay.
I can only see one place at a time.
What if you're in an airplane?
Yeah, I guess if you're in an airplane, there might be like a lot of places.
So, but you. You don't have, like, I guess it would be the equivalent of object permanence. You don't have, like place permanence. So, like, once you can't see, when you get off the airplane, those places don't exist anymore?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. when I woke up today, there was only one place, and that was my bedroom.
Okay.
And then I went
so
into
your
the kitchen.
Is gone right now.
It's oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It was only there in the morning.
Oh,
and then like I went to make breakfast and the kitchen was the only place, so there was still just one place.
So what gives you confidence that when you go back to there that it's gonna be there?
Well I guess I always worry that I might like go there and there won't be any places.
What's it like when there aren't any places? What is it like when there aren't any places? Email us at thatsnotinteresting@gmail.com/gmail.
Yugoslavia, it was a place and it's not a place anymore.
That's right, we talked about that earlier.
And Tito Sofia.
Tito Sofia is a person and not a place.
But Tito was a person, not a place.
Well, like, that's really
and Sofia is a place, not a person.
Also Greece.
Well,
Greece
Sofia could
place.
Be a place.
Greece is the word.
If there's a place, it's called Greece. It's,
true.
It's a nation.
Okay, here's a question for you. Have you ever been on the phone?
I've never been on the phone.
I was asking our guest, Mike.
Oh, me.
Oh, sorry.
Have I ever been on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've been on the phone.
So you've made phone calls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've made a lot of phone calls.
So, excuse us. Someone's getting transported down the street. So let's say you're on the phone with a person. You're in the place that you're calling from.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They're in a place as well.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, by definition, there are two places.
That's an interesting point.
No, it's not.
But
you're going to ruin the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's not. No, it's actually, you know, you're right. It's not that interesting. Because really, there's only one place. Like, there's a place where I'm on the phone. And there's the phone, which is in the place where I'm at, and there's the voice of the person, which is, that's in the place that I'm at, too. So there's really only, there's still one place.
So where they're calling from is not, they're calling from some disembodied place? That isn't
I don't
place.
Know where, I don't know where they're calling from.
You can't.
You who can't. Am I? Who am I to judge?
You can ask them where they're calling from. It's okay. Those are the rules of the phone.
I don't want to impose. I don't want to impose.
Hello, what place are you in?
Hello, may I ask where you're calling from?
People do that all the time.
I just don't feel comfortable doing that.
All right, I think we've covered
so
that.
So I hate to disagree with our very first ever guest, but there are infinite places.
Your first guest?
Absolutely.
Infinite.
Really?
Infinite
yeah.
places. So we're in a place right now,
I
right? But there's places within this place, right? You can go inside the microwave.
Or if you're
the microwave, but the microwave is in this place.
Sure.
But inside
so
the
inside
microwave.
Of the microwave is also in this place.
But it's
so
yet
it's
another place.
It's all one place.
All one or none. It's not like Dr. Bronner's fucking soap, which is another sponsor. Dr. Bronner's. Squirt it in the sink and put a washcloth in there.
A little bit of lemon. It's a great little treat there.
Take a
for
horse
summertime.
Bath. Oh, yeah.
Put some ice cubes. Might as well just drink it.
May I ask why you didn't just say that the person who is calling you is also in the same place as you?
Well, their voice is in the same place.
No, what I'm saying, if it's all in just one
they
place...
Are.
They're also in the same place.
Presumably they're on
planet Earth. Who are you talking to?
That's a
I
place.
Think your definition of place is getting a little broad.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so we haven't defined
we
our terms.
Go back to the beginning.
Place
where,
is very subjective, though. I think I agree with
Mike. Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. Let's list all the places.
No.
Oh, should we just
no, but these are
yeah.
like
Rome.
It's a very anthropocentric understanding of place.
True
that's
that.
Very true.
Like
Lexington.
There's ants that could be around, or a little mouse. Their understanding of place is very different. There's a lot of sentient things out there. Like in Harrisburg.
Anchorage.
I don't think there's that many sentient
things
in Harrisburg.
Cartridge.
Alright, let's say we move on.
Moscow.
Okay.
Leave that one open ended.
Well, I think we settled it.
Finally.
Alright, so speaking of places, can you get Wi Fi in the Kingdom of Heaven?
I'm gonna go with no.
Can I just add that?
I would say that if you can't get Wi-Fi in heaven, then there is no heaven.
That's a very good point.
I was just gonna say, like...
What if God hates the internet?
When I asked you to come over
it's not about God.
Mm-hmm.
You
could have
just said, I'm already there.
having everything you could ever want.
We
like Wi-Fi.
Oh,
all
right.
We're talking about Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Wait, we're doing places again?
Tallahassee. The Kingdom of Heaven, that's a place.
Sure. Is it?
Is it?
Oh, I don't know.
If it's all one place, aren't we already there? And it does have Wi-Fi. Next question.
I don't think it does
Concord.
Have Wi-Fi.
We're on Wi-Fi.
London.
Aren't we?
We're
in
but
we're
not
in...
this is the Kingdom
It's all one place.
Oh, okay.
I thought this was the Northern Studio.
Dock Street.
That's the Kingdom
Yeah, but like the walk-in cooler at Dock Street.
The walk-in
yeah.
cooler.
Or like...
Is there Wi-Fi at
Your skin
paradise?
For like
Dock
small
paradise?
Spiders.
I don't know.
I
would guess not.
Yeah.
Wait, the Walking Cooler sounds like a spinoff of The Walking Dead.
The Walking Cooler.
I just picture a cooler that walks.
There's people that are cooler than the people on the walking. Okay. Anyway, another sponsor we have here. Sponsors. We are sponsored by all sponsors, the Ponzi Scheme. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Oh, right, yes. This episode of That's Not Interesting is brought to you by sponsors. The ultimate Ponzi scheme. Sponsors. They're for you when you have money. Moving on.
Yes.
I mean, really, I don't think we've settled this places thing.
I think it's going to be the overarching theme of the entire episode.
Atlanta, Georgia.
We'll hit some others on the way.
Who invented the bullet point?
A guy living in a place, I can tell you that.
Probably right.
I wonder if he had a gun.
Why is it got to be
Why is it called a bullet
yeah.
point? Anyway?
That's a good point.
Why isn't it just called
a dot?
A dot.
Looks like a fucking dot to me.
Well, so does a period.
Why bullet?
Not
so
my
violent.
Period. Oh.
See, if NPR gave us more money, we'd be able to afford a band that could just do that for us.
True.
You know?
But why
NPR.
Does it have to be so violent?
The period?
The bullet.
The bullet.
You know, weapons are violent.
But why are they bullets? They're just dots.
Yeah, why couldn't it be
a point?
Be a dot.
Why? When a point? Why
or
a
list?
Point.
It's just a list.
It's a list.
It's a list.
It's a list.
I think it was Aristotle. Now that I think about it,
arrow points.
It's
arrow,
because each
Aristotle's
of them.
They were trying to list all the places, and they needed to separate them, and so they put dots.
That's what commas are for.
Dayton, Ohio.
And it's called a bullet point because each one is so exciting that it just bursts through the paper.
Yeah.
Cairo.
Dayton, Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Pittsburgh, Ohio.
Yeah, what? All places.
Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio again.
Zanesville. Is it Akron?
Milwaukee,
Akron,
Ohio.
Ohio. Devo.
All right.
Minneapolis, Ohio.
That's Not Interesting is also sponsored by The Shape Store. Shapes.
Oh, The Shape Store.
You're going to need them at some point. Go ahead and tell them about The Shape Store, Melissa.
Oh, Shape Store. We make custom shapes. I mean, we have all your standard shapes, squares, rectangles, circles, triangles, ovals, and, you know, regular standard old hectagon or whatever.
Handcrafted or 3D printed.
If you're coming in looking for your own kind
of
shape, we're going to help you design
shapes.
The shape.
Shapes, of
all of
do.
Our shapes
now
are
now
artisanal.
In color.
Locally sourced.
We actually don't do colors still. We can't wear.
Wait, you guys still have.
We're not licensed.
We're not licensed to do colors. We can only do shape. I can refer you to the color store.
It's right next door.
Full disclosure, I do own the shape store.
Mike, have you ever needed a shape? Tell us a situation where you need it. You haven't had a shape and you needed a shape and you wish there was a shape store, which now you found out that there is.
I had some papers that were rectangles, and
that is definitely not interesting.
It's not, this is, well,
that was perfect.
Wait,
this is good.
It's gonna get better.
Oh no!
Or worse.
Keep it
exciting.
Okay.
So I had these papers that were rectangles, and I wanted them to be not rectangles.
All right.
And I wished that there was a shape store, but.
You wanted a square?
There wasn't. Yeah.
Mm.
Square. I wanted to turn a rectangle into a square, and I didn't know how.
Yeah.
I have...
That's a damn shame.
Yeah.
Too bad there wasn't a shape store near your house.
You just threw out all this.
I threw the papers
in the trash.
It wouldn't be near his house. It'd be in the same place as his house because there's only one place, according to Mike.
Guys, will turtles ever catch on?
No.
Catch on what?
Exactly.
they tried to be Teenage Mutant and
yes,
it didn't
did.
Really play out
yep,
that well.
That never worked out. They tried to be tortoises.
Yeah, tortoises.
Can I just... I got to take a side note here.
Oh my God, this conversation.
Yes.
I knew this was coming.
It is coming.
It's a moment of truth, people.
Here
our listeners, we are about to hear some shit.
What in the fuck is up with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles having only half of a shell? Why doesn't the shell go all the way around like a regular fucking turtle?
Because there was a lack of mobility.
Listen to me. They were turtles before they became mutant. They're turtles. The shell should have the inside part. They're just teenagers.
Wait, it doesn't have the inside part?
No, like the front part.
Here
doesn't
have
the shell. They only have like the back. Like it's like they hook it on or some shit.
Oh.
That's fucked up.
I don't think that's what it is.
But then the song wouldn't rhyme.
Yeah.
But they don't need
disaster.
That line. They could say something else.
If they replace that line, if they had a whole shell, they wouldn't be heroes.
That's not the full line.
Turtle power is the next part. You can say that after fucking anything. Do you want breakfast? Turtle power.
All right, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
I'm just saying, it's my problem with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's my only problem. I do love the Teenage Mutant.
So
yeah, she doesn't like. She doesn't have a problem with the fact that turtles are eating pizza and talking and no martial arts. It's that they only have half a shell.
What was their sensei's name again?
Splinter. He's a rat.
He was a rat, right?
Yeah, she has no problem with that either.
And wait, so was he a mutant before them, or they all became mutants?
He's
at
not a
same
mutant.
Time.
He's a normal rat.
So how is he like possibly more advanced than them in any? Because
right.
Because
they're idiots.
Wait, so you're telling me he's a rat in Japan
no.
who trained in karate, and then he has somehow ended up in New York
karate.
City? Is that the story?
Was he a rat before?
He was a rat in the sewers.
He
was already down the sewers.
Taekwondo. But he lived in Japan first.
How do we know? How did he get to New York?
Yeah, what's the
He was definitely in New York because he got the same green ooze on him
Maybe.
As the rest
By
of
the
them.
Ferry, I think.
I want to see the backstory movie, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle origin story.
They show that in the movie.
Did they
no,
really?
But I want to see
yeah.
it like expand. I want to see the rat being born, him living in Japan for
well,
like
he
years.
Well, he's living in Japan, and he's like training, and then he comes to New York.
But is he training as a rat,
or
is he training
so.
As like a mutant rat?
Well, then what's Shredder's story?
I think he's just a jackass.
Yeah, he's totally a human.
That brings us to our next sponsor, Chicken Movies.
Mm-hmm.
You guys seen any good chicken movies?
I know there's a movie called Chicken Run, but I haven't seen it.
Such a good movie. I never seen it. Anyone else seen chicken movies? There are thousands and thousands of chicken movies out there.
The Babe movie.
Yeah, Babe
it's
movie.
Probably
Chicken in the Park.
Babe movie, Chicken in the Park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baywatch. There's a
Chicken
Baywatch.
In the Dark.
Yeah, there's chicks all over that.
Chickens uh-huh. all over it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Chicken.
Killer Chickens from Outer Space. That's a good one.
All the President's Chickens.
Yep.
Jurassic Chicken.
Holmes, A Study in Chicken.
A Study in Chicken. also, The Scarlet Chicken.
Star
the Fast
Trek
and the
next
Chicken.
Generation.
Starring Scarlet Joe Chicken. Hanson. Ant's Chicken. Scarlet Joe Hanson's Chicken.
Chicken Ohio?
Chicken Ohio?
Chicken,
uh-huh,
Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Chicken Place.
That
chicken Palace.
Yeah, how many chicken places are there?
Chicken Atlas. No, Chicken Atlas, Pablo. I
how
don't
many
know
chicken
all the
chicken
places.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Ground
Fried
Chicken.
Papa.
Popeye's
I thought we were
chicken.
Talking about
Popeye's Chicken.
Like
Papa Willie's.
The Yard.
the Farm in general.
The Farm. Anyway, chicken movies. Check them out. They're all over YouTube.
Okay,
let's move on.
That is incredibly non-interesting.
Give our guest another prompt.
Big Ronnie relevant?
How about PhDs?
Okay.
Yeah, how about PhDs?
How about them?
Are they worth the trouble?
How many PhDs do you have?
I have lots.
Yeah.
Lots of PhDs.
Where'd you get your last one?
I found it in the trash.
Yeah.
Your pen.
Nice.
It's probably a good one.
On the trash day that they have.
Like in May, where like they just move everything.
Yeah,
just,
like when the students move out, you can go and you
just,
can like get all the degrees that they earn.
You put it into Photoshop. You can add a bunch
of
shit
have
to it.
You just like, just put it on your resume.
Yeah. Good work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's your...
Put
I mean,
on
you
your
do.
LinkedIn profile.
You do have it, you know?
What's your last PhD in...
It's in chickenology.
Wow.
You know, I didn't know they did that at Penn.
It's a small program.
Must be in the veterinary school.
It's in a wing of the veterinary
school. Winner! Winner! Chicken dinner!
Is that the end of this episode?
Oh, no. We got to keep
going. Oh, okay.
Well, who is the other sponsor? We got to get them all out. Because
oh, my
they
God. We
got to
get these sponsors.
So fucking
Oven Lights.
Oven Lights. This episode of That's Not Interesting, episode number 341, is brought to you by Oven Lights.
Can you remember your life without them?
You can see shit in the oven.
It's amazing. Also, how do they not catch on fire? That's some amazing technology.
Yeah, the lights are not, they never catch. I've never heard of an oven light catching on fire.
An oven light will not catch on fire. Because
if it did, it'd burn your fucking house down.
If you have an oven, what are you doing if you don't have a light? Get an oven light.
All right, guys. How about we go to? Oh, this is one. This is one I wrote down. I'm a big fan of this. Crime solving in your spare time. My mom texted me and said she was watching Murder, She Wrote. I'm trying to.
I've got a problem with Murder, She Wrote. I'm sorry to interrupt,
but I
want to.
No.
That
will
bitch,
you let me get back
everywhere she goes, people are fucking.
Jessica
dying.
Fletcher.
She
is
the murderer.
Okay, that's possible.
She's a fucking serial. She's the most prolific serial killer that has ever lived.
She's a character on the TV show.
She's the most prolific serial killer of all time.
So crimes, but using that as a template, crime solving in your spare time, a cultural history. I want to discuss this. When did people start solving crimes in their spare time?
When did people start having spare time?
Well, do you really want to go into that?
Well, don't you need to have that established?
I suppose we go back to the, you know...
I think it was in the 80s.
I was going to say it was at the dawn of, like, civilization and agriculture when you produced
a
surplus. And, and then you have division of labor.
Well, what is crime anyway?
Now that's a great question. What is the nature of consciousness?
Are you saying crime is consciousness?
I'm saying consciousness is a crime.
Whoa.
I think I would be pretty good at solving crime in my spare time.
Why don't you have
what kind?
You've never tried it?
I've read a lot of Sherlock Holmes stories.
Oh, that was well timed.
What's your favorite Sherlock Holmes story?
Oh, I hope I know which. I hope it's
A Study in Chicken.
mine's Hound of the Baskervilles, actually. I love it.
That is a pretty good one.
Oh, it's so good.
I've never read Sherlock Holmes.
Really? Oh, it's filled with chickens.
It doesn't seem that interesting.
I like the Red-Headed Leak. I think that's a pretty good one.
The Red-Headed Leak?
League.
Oh, I
oh,
like
red-headed
to use
leak.
Red-Headed Leaks in my soups.
Red-Headed
doesn't,
Leak?
Don't you get, like, hairs in your mouth?
I mean, you just gotta cut the
What's
hairs
a
off,
Reddit
you know?
I don't really understand how to use Reddit.
Do you ever read the one where he, like, takes down the KKK? It's like Sherlock Holmes versus the KKK.
I'm not kidding. It's real. It's a real one.
Oh, there is one about the KKK.
Yeah.
Oh, why are we laughing?
It's like when Superman killed the KKK.
No, but Pablo, for example, have you ever...
killed somebody?
Kill that.
I mean... I don't know. I guess some kinds of crimes are more interesting to solve than others.
I'm saying, have you ever attempted to solve a crime in your spare time? Mm.
No,
I guess
so. You guys, come on. I know I have.
I've committed crimes in my spare time.
Well, that's fine, too. Alan, go tell your story, then.
Well, I have two stories here. Well, really just one. As a kid, there was this older guy lived down the street. He wasn't like a guy, you know. I guess he was a kid, but he was older than us.
So
he
far, not
convinced
interesting.
Us that our neighbor's house had been robbed. So we ended up breaking into the neighbor's house to solve the crime.
I've done shit like that.
And then we went around and told everybody in the neighborhood that the neighbor's house had been robbed.
Did you take anything while you were in there?
No, we didn't take anything. But yeah,
and the next time Alan solved 9/11.
No, so you're just a kid, you live in this neighborhood, and it's not like you can go get a new neighborhood. Like, you live in this neighborhood, and
you've
already
been ostracized because you robbed an old man.
Well, it's an old woman, first of all.
And they figured out where you
did
were.
Did she live in a shoe?
Well,
did
no,
she
no.
swallow a fly?
We didn't rob her.
You were trying.
We were investigating the robbery that didn't happen. And it turned out
trespassing.
We were trespassing, yes.
So committing
well,
a crime.
Yeah. We were just kids, man.
No,
it's
yeah,
like a mean trick.
When I was a kid, I was wandering through the woods, and I found, I guess, a hunter had lived nearby, and the remains of a deer carcass that he had, you know, the parts that he didn't want anymore, he left them out in the woods behind his house, and I passed by them with my friend Mike, and we were convinced that there was someone murdering animals in the neighborhood. So we went on
there.
Well, there was. But at the time, I didn't understand, like, that's what hunters did that, you know. So we went around trying to find out, like, you know, traipsing through people's yards and everything, trying to find clues to solve the crime of who was killing all these animals, which we only found one. But we were convinced that they were all dying. And that led us back to his house, where he lived with his grandmother. We stole her Bible and brought it down to the pond, and we set it on fire. I can't remember exactly why, but there were no other, after we burned that Bible, no other animals died in the neighborhood.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So. Our next sponsor this evening is, want to pick one, Mike?
Let's see.
That's okay.
Backburners sound pretty good.
Backburners? I'm not
yeah,
even sure what that
about
really
backwards.
Means, actually. On the
yeah,
other
yeah,
hand,
yeah.
The
one
yeah.
from the back.
Yeah, oh, I love them. I use them all the time. To put, like, after something's, like, been cooked and you've been letting it cool off, you put it to the back burner,
yeah?
Yeah,
yeah, I always worry about the cabinets
right?
on top of it, you know, like, steam.
Yeah, yeah, it really does hold it in.
But also,
sometimes I like to just cook on the back burner because it's, like, farther away from me.
Okay.
I never do unless I got other things going on.
No,
yeah.
I do that because, you know, with my stovetop, this is very interesting. One of the back burners is smaller than the rest, and so it's perfect for, like, a French press.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You put your French press right on the burner?
Or not a French press, percolator.
Oh, okay.
I usually use a French press.
There's a fish in the percolator.
If I got, like, you know, sauces and, like,
yeah,
other things, if I'm, like, doing three
basically any,
pans,
anything,
then sure, I'm using the back burner.
Anything you could put on the front burner, you can put it on the back burner.
Yeah.
That's absolutely
That's why we love them, and that's why they're a sponsor here. That's not interesting.
Totally different
also,
function.
At all my corporate board meetings,
they're just
I'm
underrated,
often like,
you know, so we just
guys, we need to put this on the back burner, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that works
mm-hmm.
every time. People
yeah.
are like, wow, this guy's serious, he knows about ovens.
Yeah. And if you just put everything on the back burner, then you won't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't really fit that many things on there because
yeah,
counter.
Just keep
no, it's like,
I just keep
cabinets do come
up.
Up
all my dishes
in corporate America, the back burner never fills up. That's why it's a paradise. And it's also a place. Is corporate America a place?
Because
exactly.
you incorporate
all
of
the
cooking
things on
material
the back burner.
Into the back burner.
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. a lot. It's just all important.
Do you have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, there's Wi-Fi over there.
Let's see what else we got here.
Well, we have terminal termites with terrible tempers.
Terminal termites with terrible tempers. What would you do in that situation?
4 out of 5 stars. One of the worst plays I've seen in the past 2 years.
Wait, but why did it get 4 out of 5 stars?
Well, I mean, every play in the past 10 years has been a piece of shit.
So it's the best of the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it's almost so bad that you could really love it.
How many...
The love story in it, in fact, was what sets it apart.
You've seen it.
Well, what am I going to not go see Terminal Termites?
Can you sing one of the songs from the musical?
It wasn't a musical, it was a play.
Yeah, but could you turn, if you were to turn it into a musical, what song would there be?
I know nothing about music.
Oh, I can do it.
Well, the cancer song.
I'm a terminal termite, and I'm really pissed off. My temper's rising because everybody's annoying me, yeah. It goes on like that, and then he says, what disease he has, and all his friends say, I'm sorry to hear that.
I give it 4 stars.
Yeah.
It's just like all human emotions represented as termite emotions.
And there's this whole phallic thing in it too. It's really cool.
It gets so dark in the end.
Wait, when they shut the lights down, you're supposed to leave?
No. Before that, where it just gets, you know, it just becomes too absurd.
Ah.
The
theater of the absurd.
It doesn't really land, you know.
Well, did we do pitch? Oh, we did pictures. We had a.
Are you looking for a sponsor?
Customers.
Did we
Jonas Cooners.
Yeah, what were they? They made that fun textbook.
Yeah, health delivery systems in the United States.
Yeah, they also use the Stussy S. You guys remember
that? Is that how you say that? Stussy.
Yeah.
I always thought it was, what's that, a hard vowel? Soft vowel? What's the difference?
I don't know.
Well, thanks, Jonas Cooners.
There are
our
sponsors.
It
is time.
Wait,
for...
Stussy?
Is
Stussy a sponsor?
No.
Well,
there are sponsors.
Can we get?
Okay, well, I don't
you
think
guys
we're
get
getting
sponsor
Stussy. I can't get Stussy. I'm sorry. I tried. I keep sending postcards with the S on it. But I forget what address to say they should return it to. So if you can help with that part, maybe.
What if bananas had wings, guys?
Presumably
are
they would fly? Oh my gosh, we're out of time. My producer keeps telling me they're gonna rip me out of this garden if I don't get my leaves together.